You're with Sally Bryant on ABC Riverina.
And what makes a man? What is a man? What makes a good man, a bad man? I mean, when you were growing up, were you taught about the concept of toxic masculinity? There's an organisation that's empowering boys to become great men, and they're a few weeks into starting a program in Young. Joining me to talk about it is Matt DeFina from The Man Cave. Good morning.
Good morning, Sally. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, look, thank you for joining me. What is The Man Cave?
So The Man Cave is a charity organisation. We started down in Victoria in 2014. And we basically create a safe space for young men to take off the mask and to talk openly about what's really going on in their lives and to connect with healthy role models, other young men who can show them what it looks like to express their emotions and also still be able to get out and do things in their lives that they care about.
This comes into a culture where, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I remember hearing people say, oh, boys don't cry, stiff upper lip, you know, you've got to be this, you've got to be that. What was it, that sort of thing that's prompted people to think, no, we can do this better?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. It really started, we looked at the statistics, and unfortunately the reality is that, you know, 7 men in Australia take their lives every day from suicide, and that 1 woman a week is killed at the hands of their intimate partner. And we looked at how we can prevent this happening. And we thought, well, what are we doing with our teenage boys? You know, what are we actually teaching them, and where are they learning this from? And we looked back at our high school experience and we realised that no one ever really taught us how to be a man. There was never a conversation that happened or an opportunity to explore it. So we looked at trying to address the attitudes and belief systems, if you like, of a teenage boy and help him start to see that there's lots of different ways he can express himself. It doesn't need to be just in this one little box. Mm. And that's where we started with The Man Cave. And we've now worked with 35,000 young men across Victoria and New South Wales, taking them through these full-day rites of passage experiences that help them grow into young men.
What sorts of things are key to helping them become great men? What sort of conversations?
Yeah, I think, you know, even the most important thing is starting to ask them, starting to share stories of our own. So our facilitators will share stories of what it was like for them to be a teenage boy. Mm. I think for any parents or teachers that are listening as well, being able to share stories from what life was like for you as a teenager can be a really powerful way to connect with young people, but also for them to understand what it's like. But also more broadly, you know, we open up the space for them to talk about, well, what do you think it means to be a man? When do you become a man? That's a really interesting conversation that we have with them as well. Mm. And the result of that conversation is often, well, it's actually pretty confusing. I don't really know when I become a man. Is it when I get my first job? Is it when I start growing facial hair? Is it when I have sex for the first time? You know, when's the first time that I actually say I can become a man? And I speak to adult men now, they still don't know when they've become a man, and their fathers. So there's sort of this really missing piece in our society, I think, around this work.
It's interesting, isn't it? I'm speaking this morning with Matt DeFina from The Man Cave about this whole idea of helping young men to make that transition to being a man. There's so many expressions around, Matt, about, you know, man up, and that'll make a man of you. It's interesting, isn't it, when you start to really analyse this stuff?
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think the important thing is that, you know, we don't throw that stuff out. I think that stuff is really important, you know, especially, you know, in the Riverina district. You know, my family's from Albury-Wodonga. I go up to Deniliquin every 12 months and play in the Easter tennis tournament and connect with everyone up there. And, you know, when you're in a country environment and you're working in that sort of place, you need to be able to toughen up and get on with it.
Yeah.
But the important thing is that we don't only do that, and we also then have a space where we can take off the mask and we can talk about what's going on. I think that's what we're learning as guys, and more generally about how we need our men to be, is, yeah, toughen up and get on with it, but also have that space to talk and to decompress and to share what's going on. It's not healthy just to bottle it up the whole time, and that's when we can really see some damaging outcomes.
That's right. And often you see when people have problematic behaviour, there's an expression my mother used, which is they didn't lick it off the wall. You know, it came from somewhere. And maybe their role models, you know, might have had some issues as well.
Yeah, exactly. I love that phrase. I've never heard it before.
You can have that. That is my gift to you this morning.
thank you, Sally. I look forward to sharing that with the boys. I think they'll go straight over their heads. Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, you know, we look at the generations gone by, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've got only two generations ago people that served at war. Mm. We've got men that were off World War II and Vietnam War and other conflicts, and they had to get on with it. That's just what they knew. It was the only way to survive. And so some of those belief systems, those models of masculinity have been passed down through our generations. But the world has changed a lot in the last couple of decades. You know, I'm only 31 now, and it's changed a lot in my lifetime. So these models of masculinity are a bit outdated, and we're still trying to work out what the next version looks like.
Yeah, and as you said, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, there are some really lovely values there that you need to retain, but they need to be adapted to a modern world.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And that's the thing, you know, we can't make boys and men feel like they can't, you know, go out and work hard and have direction and create boundaries and all the things that are important to being a man. But it's about embracing more of our humanity, not just our masculinity, not keeping it one-dimensional.
So you've had a program in Young. How many young men taking part there?
Yeah, we're working with the Year 9 boys in Young, and it's really great. We're taking them through what we call our journey to manhood. So we start with helping them explore their connection to themselves, you know, how they're feeling about their emotions, starting to talk openly about what's really going on for them.
Yeah.
And then we help them connect with each other better. So we then focus on relationships, their relationships with themselves, with each other, with their female peers as well. And then the last part of it really focuses on how they're contributing to their community. You know, I think this is a missing piece as well for young men, is realizing what their unique gifts and talents are, and then how they can contribute back to the community. So working with the boys, and then we're also working with the parents and the teachers up there. Leanne's been amazing in helping us get the programs into the school. We've got government funding as well that's come in, and that's really made the programs possible.
So if people are listening and they're thinking, gosh, this would work in our community, what's the best way to kickstart it?
Yeah, we'd love to hear from people in the community and to get the Man Cave into more regional towns. So best way is to go onto themancave.life, life with an S for Fred, and send us an email and connect with us. And we've got an amazing team of facilitators as well that would love to get out into the district and to work with the young men in the community.
Fantastic stuff. Hey, thanks so much for speaking to me this morning. I really admire the model. And this is taking something that everyone's talking about, saying we've got a problem, and actually doing something with it.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Sally. Thanks for having me on. And I think one thing I just say to your listeners as well is just, we can give more space to young men to really talk about this stuff and explore without judgment. Mm. I think we'll go a long way to solving the problem.
No, I think you make a very good point. Matt DeFina is the head of Impact at the Man Cave, talking there about how the program's unfolded in Young. And it sounds like it has been a great success there. Doesn't that sound interesting? And, you know, we keep hearing, grow up, be a man, do this. What does it mean? Interesting conversation to be having with young men.